I was born here in the city of Portland, a city of many bridges. I think it was in second grade that we had the assignment of learning the names of all the bridges in Portland, all across the Willamette. And we went for a field trip in a bus. We drove over each one of them. It was like we drove the length of the city, going back and forth across the river like we're stitching up a seam. At that time, it was just the St. John's Bridge to the Selwood Bridge of the southern end, because the I-5 bridge, the 205 bridge had not yet been created. Neither was the Fremont. And the new Wyeese crossing for Macs and bikes was not even anybody's imagination at that time. I love the Portland bridges. I call the Hawthorne Bridge the singing bridge, because the steel grates will hum when you drive across it. And from the Morrison Bridge at night, you can see the beautiful downtown skylight reflected in the dark water of the Willamette. And in October, I love to see the leaves in their splendid yellow and red across the Markham Hills as I drive across the river on my commute from my home in southeast Portland to my work here at West Hills. The view from the bridge can be really lovely. But there's something you might not know about me. I'm afraid of heights. I have been for most of my life. So the lovely part of going over the bridges and looking out at the water is always paired with some level of anxiety and fear. The low, short ones like the Hawthorne, they're not so bad. But the really high ones, they're the long, like the Sam Jackson Bridge to Vancouver, it's just kind of unpleasant. I want ground under my feet so I can feel safe. But life often does have us up in the air. It's the nature of things. I've had the honor to serve as your minister here at West Hills for 5 years now. And every time I came here, I drove over a bridge. Every time. Mostly it was the Selwood Bridge, sometimes the Ross Island. I have watched the reconstruction of the Selwood Bridge up close and personal during its entire process, helping me be late to many morning meetings. And I have taken a bridge every time, twice a day when I've come here, once here, once back. And I'm embarking on an even bigger adventure now, these days. And as exciting as it is, it's so exciting. I'd be kidding myself if I didn't admit to some fear and anxiety around this as well. On July 1st, I begin a new chapter in my ministry career. I will be UUA staff, working with the Department of Congregational Life. My position will be on a team of ministers that provide consultation, training, support, and other kinds of help to Unitarian Universalist groups all over the Pacific Western region that ranges from Fairbanks to San Diego to Honolulu to Denver. It'll be a very busy job, I understand, with a lot of travel and a lot of responsibility. I'm kind of nervous about it, but I hope I'm up to this big job. I think I am. What I've been entrusted to nurture the work of so many congregations into the future. But you know, I'm really excited about my new position too. In addition to offering a living wage and good benefits, it gives me a chance to serve our larger faith and impact so many congregations in so many places across the country. And I really love doing denominational ministry, training leaders, supporting new programs, shepherding organizational change. Sounds a little bit like what I've been doing at WIP for the last 5 years. In addition to visiting the sick and offering rites of passage and preaching what I hope were a few inspirational sermons. And now I'm leaving WIP. This is my last time to worship with you. I will miss you so. I really will. We've done such good work together in the past 5 years. I'm so proud of us. And as I've said before, I'll not be able to stop by and visit. Best practice says that a minister stays away from the place for a couple of years after their time of service to let the new minister have a chance to build a relationship with all of you. Doesn't mean I'm shunning you. I keep telling people that I'm not shunning you. If I see you at the store, we can still say hi, but I do live on the east side. I don't know who the new minister will be, but I know they'll be really lucky to serve WUF. What will I get to do? What I will get to do is get to be active in my own congregation again, something that I've kind of missed. I've missed the good folks at the Y East UU congregation on the other side of the river. In the last few years, I've seldom been able to attend the Unitarian Universalist congregation that I founded, because I'm here on Sundays. But Y East has engaged a new minister this spring, and he has welcomed me back home. That'll be nice in a lot of ways. And as the person who's had the awesome responsibility of buying the cream for the coffee here at WUF Coffee Hour, I want to assure you that I just put a couple more quarts in the fridge. And they don't expire till early July. Ultra pasteurized. So you can think of that as my legacy, half and half. You'll be enjoying that dairy product in your coffee when I'm no longer sharing coffee with you. And our fearless congregational administrator, Pat, has added buying cream to her long list of duties. So you will all be okay. Today is my chance, as I've mentioned, to say goodbye to you all. I'll be your minister until June 30th. I'll represent West Hills at the General Assembly of Congregations in Columbus, Ohio. But for most of June, I'll be either on leave or doing just the last few things around the office. I'll only be available to folks for urgent matters during the month of June. And I won't be available at all after June 30th. So today is my big public farewell. So what do you do when it's time to say goodbye? I figure there are a few categories that have to be covered in a healthy goodbye. I want to do some reminiscing with you. I want to offer a couple of apologies. I want to take a chance to share my hopes for your future, and I want to give you my heartfelt thanks. I want our goodbye to be a good one, and I figure these are the ingredients I needed to have, so that's what I put in my sermon today. Reminiscing. We've had quite a time together. When I came to be your minister, neither of us really knew what to do. I knew WUF had not had professional ministry in a very, very long time. And one of the other realities is that I hadn't been a minister for a very long time. We kind of learned on each other as we went on so many ways. There are some funny stories, some touching stories, as we have learned and lived together, developing the dance of shared ministry. I remember my first day here. I had no office, but I was offered a place to sit in the fireside room on the day I was here and a shelf where I could put my purse. But then I asked for a pencil, a post-it note, and a legal pad, and it caused kind of a stir because no one was sure whether I was allowed to use office supplies and which budget that would come out of. Well, you know, it was new. Nobody figured that part out yet before I got here. I also remember pulling ivy and other unwanted plants during a work party here. I didn't want to look weak in front of you all, but I was really struggling because you've got some really strong people here. So I was just working as hard as I could, trying to look good. It was funny. I remember leading the Serving with Grace class twice here for leadership. It was so good. Folks seemed so interested in the material and asked such good questions. I felt like I was really in the zone when I was teaching that class, and I think some of you felt like you were in the zone while you were taking it. It was great energy. Diane took the class twice, and now she's coming on the board. There may be a relationship. I remember speaking to your coming-of-age classes, two different groups of middle schoolers. I love our kids. And I was so honored to get to be a part of their coming-of-age ceremony last year. And I read Robert Frost's The Road Not Taken, to these kids as they were entering their teen years, so full of crossroads and decisions. I remember visiting tiny baby Nick when he first came home from the hospital. He was so little and cute. And I have a picture of myself holding little newborn Nick in my professional photo library, and I just treasure it. I love preaching with you. Sometimes it's been challenging. Sometimes it's been funny. We've laughed on Sunday mornings and cried a couple of times as well. And I remember helping anoint the body of a beloved member with our woof holy water on the morning of her death. Such an honor. Such an honor. These are times I will never, ever forget. In terms of apologies, I want to say I'm sorry for all those times when I was not my best self. Especially the first year or so, I really didn't understand much of the way WOOF was structured. There was nothing really written down for me to look up, and WOOF has some unique ways of doing things. I didn't mean that for it to be a laugh line, but I guess it is. Well, I did my best. But sometimes I made assumptions that just didn't work out well. I'm sorry for those times when my assumptions caused hurt. And I'm sorry for any times that I was impatient and frustrated with this congregation of good folks who just didn't have experience on how to work with a minister. I'm sorry for the times I hung on to grudges that were not helpful. If there's ever a time you needed my support and didn't get it, please forgive me. You're fine folks, and I'm sorry for any possible times you did not get the very best minister you could get. I do have hopes and dreams for you here at WOOF. I'll not be your minister in your bright future. I'll be part of your past, but I will not be part of your future. I do wish the very best for you. Here are my hopes for you as a congregation as you live into that bright future. I hope you grow in understanding of the difference between WOOF, the congregation, and WOOF, the property. This confusion often happens with churches, especially those with beautiful historic buildings or some other really beautiful special setting. We in the business call it a congregation getting an edifice complex. WOOF has a lovely home here in the woods. The property is a sweet little sanctuary in the forest, close to the city yet removed from the hustle and bustle. Many folks fall in love with the place as soon as they get out of their car. But if you ever listen to Helen's WOOF history, you know WOOF existed before it moved to this beatific location. WOOF is not this building, and it is not this property. WOOF is a Unitarian Universalist congregation. Please don't confuse the two. As important as caring for our physical home is, our facility is not our mission. Our physical home here in the woods is an important landing strip from which our mission takes off. And our mission is about inspiration and compassion and service to the wider world. That's the mission you chose. My hope is you never confuse the building for the mission. WOOF has a lovely home where we celebrate and work side by side. But what makes WOOF great is the people, new and old, our shared Unitarian Universalist faith, and the mission you've chosen. That's what makes WOOF great. I hope you continue to embrace your role as world healers. WOOF has really been blooming with service into the wider world recently. And I hope that continues. West Hills Unitarian Universalist Congregation is not just a social group of like-minded liberals, or as we say sometimes, those potluck and debate societies. Our congregations exist to heal people so they can go out and heal the world. WOOF exists as a place to change the world, not hide from the world. Our Unitarian Universalist faith has such a long and proud history and legacy in this area. From the early writings of Origen of Antioch, who back in the 3rd century was writing that a loving creator would not condemn anyone to eternal suffering, saying no one was outside the love of God. to John Adams and John Hancock and other Unitarians who were founders of our republic, who saw that freedom and democracy were the stuff of a great nation. To modern-day Unitarian Universalist leaders who were standing on the side of love and declaring that people of faith can and should support marriage for all loving couples. This is what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist congregation. This is our job, and it's fine work to do. And a special as WIF is, I hope you always strive and continue to do so. Strive to reach out to maintain good interdependent relationships with other Unitarian Universalist congregations. I love how WIF has got a strong representation on the Mount Hood cluster of congregations. You know, one of the chairs happens to be a member here. And the UU Voices for Justice, I'm glad you're active there too. Keep connected and learn from the best practices of other UU congregations. Look at how they run their programs, how they manage their buildings, how they staff their congregations. Of course, yes, WIF is special, and so is every other Unitarian Universalist congregation. Just as with people, we're more alike than we are different. We learn from others. They learn from us. This is a good thing. Last but not least, in terms of hopes, I hope you'll be able to embrace the future, even while you honor the past. WIF was born out of the work of so many good and hardworking people, such good volunteers in your history. Over 5 decades, you have so much to celebrate. WIF folks created this lovely space where we gather, ordained a young man who grew up in our RE program as he entered into the Unitarian Universalist ministry. You've had passionate discussions from everything about should you or should you not pave the parking lot to how do you stand up for social justice issues. Your history is important and it's worth learning from, but also remember that times change. Society changes. Unitarian Universalism changes. That means the way we do things in our congregation often needs to change as well. What worked in the 90s, and it works, actually, I'll even go back, what worked in the 50s didn't necessarily work in the 80s. And what worked in the 80s doesn't necessarily work in the 21st century. For example, that new congregational webpage we have is truly essential to folks finding out about our fellowship and listening to the podcasts of the sermons when they can't be here in person. A good webpage is not a frill these days. It is a necessity. And it's not just technology that we need to adapt to. It's other ways of being open to ways of working together on teams that are kind of more contemporary, different ways of raising money, different expectations of congregation members and staff. There's a song I really like in our old gray hymnal. It talks about how we are a church that reveres the past but trusts a dawning future more. That's a good message, I think. And now, the thank yous. What can I say? Thank you so, so much for the honor of being your minister in the last 5 years. Now, it's an honor for a minister to serve any congregation, truly. But I feel particularly honored because I know that bringing professional ministry to WIF was a really big deal. It's a really big deal. You trusted me. You trusted me and put away your anxiety enough to let me come in and be your minister. With that kind of a gift, how could I do anything but try my best every day? We accomplished some real miracles together. I want to thank you for the love and support I got from this congregation when I bonked my head and got that concussion a couple years ago. You gave me space, let me heal without pestering me. I got so many get well cards. I was just reading them through the other day. Really appreciated those. The comm came to a meeting in my house that summer while I was still recovering. And at the end of the meeting, when I got too tired, they let me go to bed. And the comm cleaned up all the meeting mess and all the kitchen dishes from the lunch. It was so great. Good folks stepping up to help when the need arises. It was just so woof. Thank you for the honor of officiating at your weddings. your baby blessings, your coming of ages, your bridgings, your memorial services. They are the stuff of life, and it is a minister's greatest honor to be able to hold the space during these special sacred times. It's one of the parts of parish ministry I will miss the most. I'll miss that, and I'll miss greeting people as they come off the walk on Sunday morning. I really enjoy that, too. Thank you for walking with me in shared ministry. I'm so proud of the good work we've done together here at WOF. You know, I so did not do this work alone. We worked as a team. Thank you for working with me, for having such courage and such patience and such determination. What a great bunch of folks I've had the privilege to work with as we created this wonderful shared ministry together. I've had the privilege of working with a fine board made of folks who knew that they had to put away their personal agendas and work for the good of the whole of the congregation, as a good board always should. I've worked with some really great staff who've been my colleagues in this work. I've asked their advice on a number of times and gotten good advice back. Thank you. Thank you so much to all of you for partnering with me on this journey in the future. And last but not least, thank you for making me a better minister. When I came to you, I was pretty wet behind the ears. I was still in preliminary fellowship in the UUA. I'd served in Juneau and Fairbanks at quarter time each, but I had never had a church to serve where I didn't just fly in and out every couple of months. This is one where I got to just be here. Huh. It was amazing. I learned so much. I watched the magic of the non-anxious presence from really wise leaders here at WOF. Great leaders like Rick and Sharon. Oh, my gosh. I learned how to preach better sermons because I got experience preaching to you. You might have noticed that sermons got better over time. That's what regular practice will get you. And you called on me in tough times. I did a lot of pastoral care here at WOF, from talking honestly with people about death to helping people with their alcohol recovery. This trust is an honor. And it's also a gift because it gave me a chance to build my pastoral muscles even stronger. It was during the time when I was working with you that I was granted final fellowship by the UUA. That's the minister's version of tenure. I learned so much about church organizing and growing new ways of doing things by working together with you. I truly, truly believe that it is my success working with you here at WOF that got me this wonderful job at the UUA that I'm about to begin. This has been a great place to learn the important work of UU leadership and to be constantly reminded what good lay leadership can do when they have the right support from their minister. Remember that selection from The Velveteen Rabbit that Abby just read to you? In so many ways, it is you, this congregation here at West Hills, that helped make me a real minister. Some of the real making, including getting a little tattered and worn. Some of it was hard, and some of it was painful at moments. But there were some moments of great joy, pride, and love. I'm not so new and shiny as when I first got here. But you good people of WOF, have helped make me a real minister. For this, I cannot find enough words of thanks. The gift is beyond measure. Thank you so much. So before I drive back over the Selwood Bridge to the east side this afternoon, I have something important to say to you. For anybody who's new here at WOF today, I say hello. You made a good choice to come and check out this vibrant Unitarian Universalist community tucked away in the West Hills of Portland. I hope you come back again. And to everyone here, old and new, I say goodbye. Now, the English roots of that word are, of course, that classic blessing of leave-taking, God be with you. And being one of those Unitarian Universalists who believes in God and likes to use religious language, I actually mean it. May the loving embrace of that unexplainable and yet real power of the universe hold and keep you. May whatever you cherish most dear, whatever you take comfort in, may you always feel it near you. May you never feel too alone, even when you're the only person in the room. May God be with you. Goodbye.